Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
they're getting nervous, and they should be nervous.
You know, I kind of disagree with what you're saying.
We're talking about it.
You know, I think it's kind of great that you guys have that duality.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Chris Walton among the missing, Nate Shellman. Shellman in for Walton.
Coming in from the bull. We wanted to do this in November.
Are you a righty or a lefty?
I'm a righty.
Okay.
We wanted to do this in November, but I was still a little bit sore at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were.
Yeah. So I still am now that I talk about it.
Because the Cubs won the World Series.
It's great.
Yeah. But that was great. That was all good. So you've got us for the next hour and a half. David's taking an hour and a half off. We have we have to get our physicals by March 31st. So what's today, like the 22nd?
22nd.
So actually, he's early for David this year.
I was going to say, he's a week early. I haven't even I haven't gotten mine yet. How about you?
Yeah, I got mine Monday.
You get yours every month.
No, I got mine Monday.
Yeah, but you go to the doctor like every month.
Yeah.
They know what's going on with you. Yeah.
They got me on speed dial. You okay, man? Yeah, stop by anyway. Yeah. So, and my wife's up on Thursday. You haven't made an appointment yet?
No, I'll just walk in.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
What doctor do you go to?
I don't know.
Acme doctors.
I go to the urgent care. Get there when it opens. That way there's no line.
Primary care guy.
Huh? I don't even have a doctor. I don't have a primary care physician.
This is my doctor, Sluggo Johnson.
Give me a doc in the box. I'm fine.
Okay.
I hear you guys earlier say Sears might be going under.
Yeah. Listen to that. Yeah, Sears. Remember, I don't know, you're not as old as I am, but I remember when I was a kid, when the Sears catalog came out, that was the deal right there. That was the bomb. The thing weighed about 10 pounds. And you'd take it home and, I'd love to have that. It was kind of like going on the internet 70 years ago, but it was hard copy, obviously.
My dad officially retired from Sears, fully retired.
My mom worked at Sears.
6 years ago. He worked for Sears 30, 40 years, did other jobs at the same time. Yeah. You know, he worked at the warehouse, sold appliances, paint. He worked part-time as an 80-year-old. And, I mean, I'd watch him. I'd go there and I'd watch him. And I don't think he sold anything. He was just there to talk to people. That's all he was.
And that was Sears' deal.
Yeah.
When my mom worked at Sears, she worked at the Sears in Twin Falls. I was maybe 13, 14. Mm-hmm. I knew everybody in that store. I knew everybody who worked at Sears. Hey, how you doing, man? Oh, you need one of these new bicycles. I'm going, oh, yeah. But it was great. And it was friendly, but people don't want that anymore.
The tools. Yeah. Oh, the tools.
We had Craftsman.
Oh, man.
J.C. Higgins. Fishing stuff. I had all the Sears stuff. I had J.C. Higgins golf clubs.
But this is, of all the companies that could have made that leap, Sears had a leg up on everybody with the catalog.
Because
there was no computer.
Is make that electronic, you got your thing.
Done. But now everybody goes online, and we've had discussions. You guys have had discussions about the internet tax.
Sure.
Whether, of course, we all admit that we've bought something online.
Amazon's going to start, right? 1st of April.
Yeah.
Sales tax.
And that's just one. I mean, there are so many. Oh, there are thousands of websites out there where you can get any better deal. I was talking to you off air. I was like, I want a juicer.
Yeah.
Well, one of my goals is to get a juicer.
Yep.
Well, now I can go on to, now, today, I can go on to 40 different websites and compare, not just on a catalog, not just at a store, 40 different websites to go, all right, I want this model. I know the model I want. I want this model juicer. It's all I want. All right, I'll gladly buy it from Taiwan if I save $5.
I was in Arizona, and this is how you shop nowadays. Mm-hmm. I was in Arizona in February. My wife is on the internet. She goes, "Wow, man, Best Buy's got 50-inch TVs for $399."
Yeah,
and they're 4K, all this stuff.
Sure,
you know. And I said, what brand are they? And she goes, LG. I'm going, life's good.
Yeah.
And I've been wanting a new TV for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And I've thrown stuff in mine to see if I can get it to break. She said, you want one? I'm going, yeah. We get home, the TV's waiting for us. Think that's the way people shop nowadays.
Yes, that's
I am not one of those people. I need to pick it up, touch it, look at it, you know.
I'm warming up to it. I don't order.
Chris Walton buys everything online.
Yeah, and my woman does everything online as well, and it drives me nuts.
Me too.
There's
always these boxes showing up in your porch.
Clothes. She buys her clothes online.
How can you do that?
She does. She's a woman. She buys her clothes online. I said, you should do this. She's paying a $300 box of clothes. Okay.
So you got to try them on.
Well, and here's the deal. You try them on, and if you don't like it,
send them back.
You send it back.
See, that seems like a lot of work.
That's too much. Yeah. Meanwhile, I can take 5 minutes out of my day, know exactly what I want, try it on, and go, no, I like that. Oh, yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
That's
a guy. A guy, though. I need two shirts. I'll go to the shirt store, buy two shirts. Oh, look, they're on sale. I got three. And then go home.
I won't even try the shirts on. I know my size.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, shirts are different than skirts and shorts and all that
stuff. I got nine different shirts. No, I got nine of the same shirt, all different color. That's all I need. I'm good. Done.
I actually have shirts kind of like the one you're wearing.
Yeah.
And I have every single color.
Yeah.
All right. To understand why shoppers, you've been to the mall?
It's a ghost town.
There's eight empty things on the second floor, three in a row.
And remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
Talk a little bit about the healthcare bill in the next hour. First of all, talking about the future of Sears, JCPenney's, Macy's, all of those really closing a lot of stores. The fact that so many stores in the Boise Mall are shuttered.
It was a debate because the stores wanted more internet sales tax collected because they claimed an unfair advantage.
Right.
We, the customers, we don't want to pay tax.
No, you don't. If you can get away with it, you can get away with it.
Yeah, we want to save money. And what are you going to do? Do you actually answer that ridiculous question truthfully? Did you buy anything on the internet? No.
See, I can't.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I haven't. I never. Or did I?
See, that's the thing.
I'm trying to
all
think.
All the time.
I buy like plane tickets and stuff on the internet.
And
you pay taxes on plane tickets?
You buy depends on who you buy from, but most of the time, yeah, you do. You pay taxes on that.
Well,
I'm
a scammer.
That's the thing. But there's so many people like, oh, I don't buy anything on the internet. They buy everything. They buy everything online. And yeah, you have empty storefronts. It's a freaking ghost town. The only people that are there are teenagers who just they look at the mall like they're going through a museum. It's like, oh, people used to go. Yeah, there used to be arcades and everything. Yeah.
And old guys like me who go walk in the wintertime to get out of the weather.
That's the mall walkers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's because people like them, you can't get from one place to another.
So that's a big thing. We're down in Phoenix, and they have huge malls in Phoenix. Indoor malls, outdoor malls.
Because it's hot.
Yeah, the whole shooting match. And we're talking about, is this mall going to be here? Metro Center in Phoenix, one of the big malls, is now like a Mexican handicrafts place.
No, there's malls that have become
it's amazing.
Churches. The mall that Blues Brothers was filmed in isn't even there anymore. Half of it's gone.
Park Center Mall here in Boise is now a school.
Right.
It's amazing. But it'll be interesting. They say people will put down their tablets and visit a store if they can think they can get a great price. But stores can't get you great prices because they have the expense of having to have inventory. And inventory costs money. And don't really need inventory if you're on the web, hooked up with a factory. Yeah.
Store like Hastings. Stores like Gordman's.
Yeah.
JCPenney's. Yep. Closing stores all over the country.
100 for JCPenney, 150 for Sears.
Yeah.
97 or something for Macy's.
Sears had to merge with Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
What, about 10 years ago? Maybe maybe less.
And they sold Craftsman, a couple of months ago?
Right.
Just to get cash flow. And that's the the main problem.
But the only way you go to a store now is if you're going to a place like a Hastings or can't wait to go to Gordman's. You know, I'm looking for the signs that say 80% off because you want to see what you can get for 80-90% off. You know it's going to be junk. But, hey, if it's something you need, I got a great deal on Tupperware from Hastings for a dollar.
Or if you get a shirt that lasts one summer.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all I need. It's all I need. You won't see this in any pictures from next year. But it's great. Anyway, off-price stores, TJ Maxx, Nordstrom Rack, places like that are still doing well because, as you mentioned, you get a deal there.
I don't think I've walked in any of those stores in over 5 years.
I've never been in a TJ Maxx. I go to the Nordstrom Rack because they got good stuff for men in there.
Yeah.
And lots of stuff for women, of course. But anyway, brick and mortar.
It's part of the past gone.
Pretty soon we'll never leave the house.
Seriously. Talk to somebody.
Yeah.
You talk to one of these millennials that work in a mall and ask him a question. They just look at you just kind of sideways.
This guy's talking to me. Well,
he had a question. I don't know if I can answer. I might get sued.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does this come in black?
What do you mean by black? You mean dark gray?
What shade of black?
That drives me nuts that there actually are shades of black. It's stupid. Black should have no color. Is it the absence of all color or all color?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Depends on which.
One of them's white, one of them's black.
Depends on which dictionary you're reading.
I don't know. Anyway, I hope the store is hanging around at least till I'm gone. Then I don't really care. Well, I'm, you know.
You won't be shopping at them?
No.
The hell with the rest of us?
All I know is when I was in Arizona, I spent 2 days in malls with my wife and my daughter. And I thought they were cool because they have a lot of stuff.
You poor guy.
No, man, you can do whatever you want. You can drink.
In a mall?
You can buy weird stuff.
If you're talking about it,
they're getting nervous, and they should be nervous.
You know, I kind of disagree with what you're saying.
We're talking about it.
You know, I think it's kind of great that you guys have that duality.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
You guys take a lot of vacation. Nate Shulman here, filling in for Chris Walton.
Yeah. Chris is in the south of France, I think.
Really?
No.
Oh.
He's in his backyard.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to be on this afternoon. I messed people up when I did Monday's show.
Yeah.
They tune in on their way home, hopefully. They hear me on the radio. They wake up they wake up on Monday. Mm-hmm. There I am. Oh, God, did I sleep through work?
No. Right. It's afternoon. No, we got a lot of complaints, but I mean, sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I get complaints all the time.
I know.
You guys don't get complaints.
People
do you?
Know you're. Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do.
Like, what do you.
We get, like, hate mail and stuff.
What do you get complaints about?
Yeah, everything.
Who do you make angry?
You're too liberal. You're not liberal enough. You're too conservative. You're not conservative enough.
So what?
Don't be negative. Why are you so positive? I mean, you know, just weird stuff.
My direction has always been the same every time I come in the morning because they'll tell me, don't be you. don't be afternoon Nate. Be nicer. I'm already angry
now.
What's this?
What are you angry about?
I'm up.
Oh yeah.
Neighbor's dog started barking at 6 o'clock in the morning, and
my dogs bark at 4:30.
Yeah. See,
that's when I let them out.
You know what happened? Honestly, if I lived near you, there'd be steak. I'm sorry. There's part of me that just triggers. I can't do it. Noisy neighbors. I'm the old guy.
Yeah.
If you're making noise after
my lawn.
Yeah. If you're making noise after 9 o'clock, you're being too loud.
Yeah. I'm kind of that way. And we have neighbors that have basically a bar in their backyard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's different. If you're serving.
Yeah.
No.
We're not invited.
What does Steve want?
Oh, Steve. Wait. Let's talk to Steve. Steve was going to talk about store closing. Steve, sorry about that.
Well, that's okay. I was enjoying you guys' conversation. I don't know why Nate's so angry.
I don't get to see Nate much, so we just...
No, we're two ships passing in the night.
Yeah.
You know, the sales tax avoidance, I do the taxes in the house. My wife does the purchasing, and a lot of times I don't get the receipts.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they start doing audits on things, I'm sure there's some things that I missed because I didn't see them. And
yeah.
That's just the way tax laws work.
And I don't know, like we were talking about airplane tickets, which is about all I ever.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do you pay tax on
airplane. Every ticket I bought online, there's a tax.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm okay then.
I don't know what site you're buying airline tickets on.
I'm probably okay. I don't know.
See, that's the problem with taxes. If you know, most of us don't try to avoid them. Well, some of us do.
Oh, yeah. But, I know people that do.
Everybody does. What do you mean nobody tries to? Everybody does. Everybody.
Well,
I have a fistful of receipts, because I don't know if you know this about me. I'm kind of cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that.
Okay. I have a fistful of receipts. Go, how can I make this a work expense?
Yeah.
Period.
Well, that's the thing with being self-employed. You know, you keep all those expenses.
Absolutely.
And you can write them all off.
Yep.
And so, you know, there's a lot of things that, like a saw, you know, if I buy a saw that I need in work, I might use it at my house a couple times, but, you know, I bought it to use in the business.
Sure.
And so is that going to be prorated?
You know, did you buy it online?
No, I didn't.
I don't buy
hardly anything.
I don't know just because your wife does all the buying and you do the taxes, which is nice.
Well, he buys his song.
Sure, that's great. Yeah. That's fascinating. But I don't know if you can actually tell the IRS, I don't know, when they ask you what kind of taxes. Did you buy anything online? I don't know.
I'm taking
to the best of my knowledge, not to my recollection, Your Honor.
Yeah. Who was the gal Lerner, Lois Lerner?
Yeah.
I think I'll take my cue from her.
Yeah.
Steve, you're a faith guy. I've seen you at the business breakfast. You guys harass me in the afternoons. You talk about Jesus all the time. You love God and all that stuff. That's great. Where are you on faith healing? If your kid gets sick, and you got kids, right, Steve?
I have 6 kids and 8 grandkids.
And most of them don't look like you. They're nice-looking kids.
Oh, well, I married a beautiful wife.
It's not about that.
Overachiever. I like
that. So your kid falls out of a tree. Your kid's unconscious, okay? Bleeding from the mouth. And you don't call 911. You just sit there and you pray.
No. I have medical training. I take care of it. If there's something beyond what I know and do, I will call up for help.
If a kid dies due to faith healing, if a kid dies due to lack of medical attention, the parents prayed, should they be brought up on charges?
No, because all of us are going to die. When you put the blame on one particular thing, you can't prove it. That is usually just a hypothesis. And unless you have a scientific sample that can prove that particular child died because of prayer rather than his accident.
Not died because of prayer, died because of lack of medical attention.
Okay, well.
Wait, Steve prayed. That's why the kid died. No, no one's saying that. But you know what neglect is. You know neglect is a charge, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but
we do stories about neglect, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know, parents leave the house. The kid's all alone, or they haven't been changed in a while. If the parents are praying, does it make a difference?
It can.
Neglect is.
You know, and that's the thing. Prayer is about faith. You know, and in my faith, I am taught that God is in control.
Now you don't buy insurance, right?
I don't. I buy car insurance because it's
sure.
required, and, you know, we still have 14% of the people that don't buy car insurance.
Yeah, that's true.
So when, you know, that's the other thing. When they talk about all these millions that won't have insurance if the government's not paying for it, well, I'm the government. I don't want to pay for somebody else. I don't have health insurance. I have Medicare.
What if the followers of Christ have to pay health insurance? I wonder if they have to buy health, or if they just pay the fee.
You know, there is a program, a faith program, called MediShare.
Yeah, they don't even go to the doctor.
No, we advertise MediShare.
These people don't even go to the doctor. They believe medicine will keep them from heaven.
Well, you know, half the people that go into a hospital die.
That's true.
So, you know, I mean, you can look at it from that point of view, too. You know, prayer is usually a last resort for most people. It should be the first resort because it will tell you what to do.
But should it be the only treatment? Should it be the only treatment?
No, it shouldn't.
Okay.
No.
At least we agree on something.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a man of faith, but I also believe that God raises up doctors to help us.
Yeah, good stuff. Thanks, Steve. Have a good day.
Thanks, see you guys. You too.
All right.
I want this faith. I want that exception gone. I want it gone.
Yeah.
You can't be charged with neglect if you can prove or if you were treating your patient with prayer.
Yeah.
It just in prayer alone.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Bob of Boise has a serious comment. Then we're going on faith healing. Does it work? Should it have been voted down by the Senate? What do you think? It's 9:15.
Hey, it's Troy with Who Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
All right, Till, we are back. KBOI News Time 9:20. KBOI rewards code is Sears. S-E-A-R-S. Go to 670KBOI.com. Enter Sears, earn today's 5,000 rewards points. Let's go to the phones now and Bob of Boise. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I worked for Sears for a long time. In fact, I started in 59 in San Jose, California. And at the time that I started, they built their business on good, better, and best.
Okay.
And that was the merchandise you had to choose from, and everybody did everything they could to take care of the customer, and the attitude was the customer was paying the bills and do whatever you needed to do to take care of them. In fact, I've made some adjustments on merchandise that was almost foolish, but I knew that customer was going to buy something else from Sears, and so we got a short end on one side and made it up on the other side, and that was what their philosophy was.
Yeah.
And it worked well, and they built the biggest business in the world on that attitude. But I didn't work there very many years, maybe 5 years, and pretty soon they were starting to want to expand overseas, and they just needed more and more executives at the Chicago level, and they hired them like crazy. And each one of those executives had to have a staff.
Sounds like Congress.
Yes, absolutely. It was run like the government. There's no question about that. And they pretty soon came down and said, you know, we can't pay our bills if you sell good. So we don't want you to sell good. You have to start at the better and best level. And they just kept hiring. And the wages they paid at the Chicago level to the man that they hired was astronomical. And then to put their staff together, I guess what I'm saying is eventually they priced themselves out. It wasn't very many years after the best or good line, then they came and said, you can't hardly sell better. We can't pay our bills at better. And so they just got a payroll going that you couldn't sell enough merchandise to meet. But we still always had that attitude to take care of the people. The meat and potatoes of Sears was the government. They sold to the service people there, and the people would actually even pay a little more money because wherever they got moved to, their guarantees went with them. And when they got to a different place, if their product wasn't good or didn't work or whatever, they had somebody there that would help them. They didn't just lose the product. And they built the business that way. They had really good people thinking and knowing what to do. When they finally sold themselves to the people that run Kmart, the attitude has changed so severely, I almost won't even go into the store anymore because I don't enjoy talking or dealing with the people that are selling the product there. They're young. They're not knowledgeable. They even have a tendency to be a little smart-alecky because they don't know the answer, so they say something just off the cuff that has a tendency to turn customers away.
Yeah.
If they could go back to what started them and get some people in there with the kind of knowledge that was available when the stores opened, they could make it go.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for the call. I remember, man, we had our refrigerator, our stove, our washer, our dryer, our iron, you know, ironing board, everything.
But they didn't adapt. I mean, that's the thing. They did not adapt.
And he made a good comment. You can eat yourself. Get too big.
I get a message here from Brian who says, what's the difference between a faith healer and a holistic healer? Both seem to be a belief to me. My mother had stage 4 colon cancer, decided that holistic health was going to be her care for years. She's dead now. Traditional medicine will save her life. We'll save her life that she stuck with. I figured she died because she chose wrong. But I also appreciate the fact that she had the right to choose. Nate, why are you working in the morning?
Because Chris is gone. Dave is gone.
The boss told me to. That's why.
Yeah. That's...
And the Eastern medicines or the natural path or whatever, that's not a belief. People do that.
Yeah.
You know, you want to suck on a ginger root to cure a headache? Knock yourself out.
See, I talked to a nurse. I had a bad stomach one day when I was in Arizona last week. She said, ginger ale. Ginger will cure you anything.
Yeah.
So I had a ginger ale, my stomach ache went away.
But if you got stage 4 cancer and you're
not
doing anything,
no.
You know, we'll just pray. Well,
no.
That's it? If you have strep throat and you do nothing, you could die from that.
True. True. The debate over the faith healing bill makes a series of changes made. No changes in the state's criminal law, which includes a religious exemption from prosecution, as you said. All you have to do is say,
hey, I prayed. I prayed.
9:26.
Today at 3, listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
Or do it now. Whatever. Whatever's more convenient for you.
It's a big incident underway at Parliament in London. And apparently a car ran over several people on the bridge right outside of Parliament, if you're familiar with that. And then ran into a fence of Parliament, then apparently ran inside the building and may or may not have stabbed somebody. He's been shot to death. At least a dozen people are injured. That's what's going on now.
We'll find out more about that later on, yeah.
Yep, we will. Let's go to the phones. John of Boise. John, good morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
All right. Thank you very much.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, on the faith healing, I can understand, the premise, and that's their right. We do have, on both sides of the aisle, people who demand their rights to do with their body as they see fit or those in their care.
True.
We do have the choice. Here in the United States, we can't, every time we turn around, we're being told what to do by the government. I would like to see the same thing go for the hospital and those that are in care of people. In my own story, I had my mother's death was, I would say, increased or sped up. Because of a fall in the hospital while she was in their care,
mm-hmm.
Fell down getting out. Well, she was a fall risk already in the hospital.
Right.
Fell out of bed, going to the bathroom with an attendee, broke her femur, and that sped up her death. Now in that, they had an investigation. We had a family meeting, and the only odd thing was, they also brought their attorney.
That's not odd. I'm just saying
because
right.
They didn't say that it was going to be, this first meeting was going to be the be-all and end-all of what we got out of them. So I got no information from them, right?
Accidents happen.
So the only recourse would have been to hire my own attorney.
Right.
To find out exactly what happened when I don't think that should be how it's done.
But that is
full disclosure on what their I'm paying them. They're not paying me.
No, I understand that. But if a doctor is proven to be negligent or wrong, or, you know, just viciously wrong in their diagnosis, there is recourse for the patient or the patient's family to go after them. That's why they have to carry these amazingly large insurance policies.
But what I'm getting at is that I didn't get to read or hear the interviews of their people when I was paying them to do that job. So how is it, since I was not there, how am I to ascertain what happened or didn't happen?
Getting back to the religious aspect, do you feel that parents have the right to keep their children away from medical care, simply trying to cure their illnesses or injuries by praying? And also, as a writer on that, do you feel that if your religion, kind of like Steve, dictates that if you're looking, searching for an end-of-life thing, you ought to be able to have that? They kind of, in my mind at least, go hand-to-hand.
Well, I think that we in a sense, we have that option. Think about the people that are going through, you know, chemo care and stuff like that. People who are told that they're only going to have 3 to 5 months to live.
Right.
You want to spend your time praying to the Almighty, or do you want to spend your time, you know, in radiology?
The patients get to make that choice. You know, for adults, patients get to make that choice.
True.
You know, we're talking about really the subject, and I hate to say it like this, the kids. We're talking about the kids. But the kids don't get to hire a lawyer. The parents are the ones keeping the kids from a doctor. The kids will do whatever the parents tell them.
In most cases.
Yeah. I mean, when you talk about a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-year-old kid, if the parent hands them a little tablet and says, here, take this now, and they start to feel better, the kid's not going to sit there and go, well, I guess I'm not going to heaven because mommy and daddy gave me a pill. No, the kid wants to feel better. Everybody wants to feel better. Sure. So
yeah, and I think that parents should be, you know, in every case, completely informed of what, you know, the consequences could be.
Should they be prosecuted if they willingly withhold medical care from their kid because they just want to pray? Should they be prosecuted for that?
I would say we would still have to leave it open to them because it is their that child is their responsibility, nobody else's.
See, that's the thing. People say that it's their responsibility, but you know, if you want to just do nothing, that's I guess that's okay too.
You don't want to feed your
kid. We were fasting. It's not that I was withholding nutrition from them. We were fasting because that's religious too. Oops, I guess we fasted a little too long.
Well, do we apply the same avenue to those that have 5 or 6 or 7 kids who can't afford to feed them?
That's a good point.
Yeah, they at least want to. They at least are. I understand what you're saying. These are people that are going on every program so they can get food for their kids. So it's not the same. It's similar, but it's not the same.
All right, you guys have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, John. Interesting. Let's go to Darlene of Boise.
Oh,
Darlene,
boy.
Good morning.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Darlene.
Hi. Listen, I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Do you know what church that is?
Yes.
And what's it called by?
The Mormon Church?
The Mormon Church. And lots of people think we're not Christians because they call us by the Mormons. But if you listen to the whole title, it says we're the Church of Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
So I'm glad that the law didn't pass because I believe that according to your religion, you're allowed to raise your children as your religion says so. And
we're not talking about funny underwear. We're talking about withholding medication.
I understand that, but we have 13 guidelines that are the main portion of what our religion says. And we were persecuted for years because of our religion back when in the beginning. And it was because of our different religion. It wasn't because of the funny underwear. So one of them says that we have the privilege to worship Almighty God according to the dictates of our own conscience and allow all men the same privilege. Let them worship how, where, or what they may. Now,
and if somebody dies as a result of it, should it be a crime?
No.
So basically, there is no precept by the church on whether or not to take your kid to the doctor. It's up to the individual.
It is. We do believe in medicine.
Okay.
And we do believe in the power of prayer and priesthood blessing. My son was born with a birth defect. He would be dead right now if I hadn't taken him and had surgery for him. But if I would not want somebody coming in and saying to me, you can't have your child baptized because he's not old enough to make that choice for himself.
That's not the discussion. That's not the discussion.
That.
The discussion is that kids have died. Document cases of kids dying because their parents did not seek medical attention for their children. That's the discussion.
That.
It's not you. It's them.
I understand that. And okay. You're getting ready to hang up on me just like you did the other day. But listen to me.
I'm thinking about it.
Go ahead, darling.
If it's their religion, they should be able to practice their religion no matter what, because we are a nation of freedom of religion.
Congratulations. You just validated every Muslim extremist out there. Hey, if they want to kill people, go ahead, because that's what they believe.
No, that's not extremism. That is freedom of religion, and that's what our country is based on.
You're lucky I'm not in charge of the phones. Is it too? Can I start drinking now? Sorry, not.
Guess
not
what? You. I'll hang up on you. So
okay.
You
don't have to
hang up on me.
Good. Thanks,
Charlene. KBOI News. What'd she call you the other day?
I was a bully.
Yeah.
I was a bully. I'm foul mouthed as well.
Foul mouthed bully.
I'm gonna go drink.
9:47. Off the table, eh?
No, they didn't pray hard enough.
Yeah. Let's go to Lee in Boise. Lee, you're on 670 KBOI. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good.
I find it really interesting that the legislature would happily outlaw abortion. They won't do a thing to protect a real, live, walking around living child.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating. In fact, I think it was Senator Hagedorn. That it was on his Facebook page, asked a question: Is it hypocritical? You know, and he voted against it. He voted against the bill because the bill didn't decriminalize faith healing. All the bill would have done would be to make it easier for the state to intervene. That's all it would have done.
Well, nonetheless, they weren't going to do anything.
Yeah,
okay.
You're right.
Take care.
All right, thanks. And Senator Hagedorn said, this does not open doors for the state to come in and take over a parent's duties. This recognizes freedom of religion in Idaho and the needs of the child. So he's basically saying child still gets help. Let's go to John of Meridian. John.
Good morning. Yeah, I was listening to this back and forth. That lady that was on earlier, why isn't common sense kind of fall into play here?
Hey, do not bully Darlene.
She's not using common sense. I should just flat out say that. And that's what this is all about. Why don't we just use the rule of law that already exists? We don't need another law. If you are endangering your child, there's already laws that exist that can prosecute. If your child dies, you will go to prison, and that should be the law they focus on instead of trying to make a new one.
No. Understand, the law as written right now specifically gives a different treatment, specifically allows prayer to be the only treatment. If you won't be charged with neglect if you're just praying. Prayer is treatment. Prayer alone is treatment.
Under the existing law.
Right.
Wow, I have to stop, back up, and rethink what I thought was going on. I thought it was just a way to prosecute somebody for neglecting their children when that already exists.
See, I want them to get rid of that exception. That's the thing. I want them to get rid of it. Listen, you pray for your kid. Of course,
so
you're going to pray.
How would this go? How would this law affect? And eventually, well, all laws are entry level laws for yet another law. Like homeschooling. I've homeschooled my kids, and somebody can say, you know, if you're only going to homeschool, we're gonna prosecute you for neglecting your kids.
You know what? Again, I'll say similar but not the same, because we're not talking about a kid dying.
Yeah, but it's just one step more to controlling what parents can and cannot do.
But we're talking about dying, not how they get their ABCs, you know, memorized.
It's sooner or later, it's going to come around to that.
So is it okay for a parent to just pray for their kid and their kid to die? Should they be charged with neglect?
Yes.
Okay, see, so you want the exception removed.
Oh, I didn't know that was the exception.
That was the exception.
That's the exception, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I do want the exception removed.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks. The thing is, the it wouldn't make no changes in law.
Right.
It would make a series of changes to exemptions. And,
right.
And that's the whole thing. And you want the exemption.
I want the exemption removed. If you don't, listen, if you're going to have a kid, take care of your kid. People that have like 9 kids, like the one caller said, that can't afford to feed them, at least they are trying to find other avenues to feed their kid.
One would hope. All right, we are out of time. Thanks, Nate, for filling in today.
It'll probably be the last time I get the chance to do this.
We'll be back tomorrow with David Allen. It's 9:56.